Lightning bug is all right. It's another name for it, but that's a common name okay. You can call it, lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Long. I know what you're talking about, but I just can't recall the name for that insect. Yes. Veil-like wings and has a long, thin body.
That's right.
Who is that insect? I know.
Might you call it a mosquito hawk or a dragonfly or a snake?
Dragonfly. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
Yeah, dragonfly.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting? Looks like a wasp.
A common name is dirt dollar. It belongs to the wasp family, but it's called the dirt dollar.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Nuts. Oh, peanuts.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Well, they call them goobles and ground peas.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
But the likeness of his father.
Okay. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father, you say the boy.
Oh, what do we say? I can't think of what. Like his behavior.
Might you say he favors him, or features him, or takes after him, or resembles him?
Well, when you say his behavior, let's see. His features would be most his physical features.
Yeah, I guess it would.
And his behavior, I don't know. What, I wonder if you say he mimics his father with that thing. Yeah, we could say he's the image of his father. I think that would be the best expression, the image of his father.
What do you call a woman who helps a child birth?
Midwife.
I got two pages in here, in fact, we're saying. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him?
Oh, they have so many names for us. Let me see. A country bunny.
Okay.
One they call him. And I don't know what else. I guess that'd be most what they call
okay,
the country bunny.
What do you call people whose skin is white?
Caucasians.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is black?
Well, Negro.
If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
Nigger.
And if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him?
Well, they got so many names of that they, what might he call it? Cracker, one name.
Okay.
Cracker. And, let's see. Another one. I can't call it.
Are you familiar with the term sager? To mean a white person?
Sager.
Uh-huh.
Some people. I've never heard it.
That's interesting, because some people told me that in. So it was, I think it was around Dallas that I got that word to mean about the same thing as cracker.
Well, cracker, I had mine another name.